So hello, everybody, and welcome to Desire the Realist, also known as the MGT. Oh my, you know, what, philosopher? So how y'all doing? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. I'm doing okay, I'm doing all right, I'm doing pretty good. Actually feeling quite under the weather today. Like it's because of my weekly cheat day where I eat a bunch of chocolate. Gluten-free, but it's still a ton of carbs when I'm on a no-carb carnivore diet. It just throws me into a spiral. I just miss the sweetness. I miss the, you know, that kind of stuff. I didn't initially. I just kind of got into this habit. I started doing it a few months ago, and I kind of justified it, but I always do it on Saturday now, and on Sunday I feel horrible. Today was the worst. Like, I've never felt this bad. It's like, okay, I got to stop doing this. No more chocolate. No more cheat days. it's just, I've kind of gotten into the habit, but I don't need it. I got to stop doing that. But anyway, I hope you guys do good, fine, and well. I was just on last night, by the way. I haven't done a back-to-back live stream in a while. I'm just feel so crappy today physically. I wanted to, you know, get online, talk to you guys, do something, try to get out of this funk that's been brought about by just too much sugar, basically. Oh man, yeah. Don't be on a pure carnivore diet with no carbs, and then once in a while, imbibe, indulge. You can't do it, really. That's the main drawback. You can't indulge in carbs. Not of that type. But anyway, I wanted to talk about happiness because I think it's a highly misunderstood subject. And I wanted to talk about my own personal experiences. Now, I have made allusions to this in prior live streams, but I wanted to get more in depth. So I wasn't always the happy guy I am now. I was always very stoic from a young age. I had to be because of the environment I grew up in. So I was a very resilient individual. But because of those experiences, I wasn't really able to. I mean, it's a night and day difference. I'm happy all the time because I discovered how to be. But before that, no, I wasn't happy all the time. Far from it. I would have my funkified moments. I'd get into a funk. I would be moody or just down in the dumps. I would get depressed. I mean, that doesn't happen to me anymore. You might find that hard to believe, but it's true. I discovered the secret. Why isn't it something I talk more about? I do. But I guess I don't like go into huge detail, right? I guess I probably should. Personally, I don't think people would, on a large scale, believe me. And I think that very few people would understand the how of it. But yeah, there was a time. You go back 20 years. Happiness, elusive. And I, like most people, sought it out, believed that it came from some external source and that happiness was something you had to earn, that it was something you had to find, that it was something that came from achieving this or doing that. And so that's how I lived my life, like everybody else, I suppose. And it was elusive. It was elusive. You feel it occasionally, but it was fleeting. It would come and go. Why? Is that because that's just how it is, how it's supposed to be? Happiness is just this fleeting thing, so it's not important? No. In fact, it's probably the most important thing above all else. Nobody tells you about it because they want you to chase materialism. They want you to chase things external. They don't want you to figure out what I figured out, learn what I learned. Because if you did, then those people that market all the crap and push the ideas that they say, well, might not give you happiness, but at least give you meaning and purpose, won't make you happy. Well, why? You got this meaning and this purpose, you should be happy, right? But you're not. Why is that? Because you're doing things wrong. Because what you don't understand is life, like everything, to be experienced maximally, to achieve certain goals, to do certain things. There's a formula. There's a formula for life. People don't understand that. Just like there's a formula for the perfect cheesecake. Oh, that's subjective, realist. I don't think so. But I mean, just like there's a formula for this thing or that thing. Well, okay, let's just say there's a formula for a cheesecake that is a perfect amalgamation of happiness. This is happiness. Let's just say that cheesecake is happiness. Well, it's got a recipe, doesn't it? Yeah. Recipe don't change. This is the recipe for happiness. There's a formula for all things. There's a certain way of living your life and approaching reality in the world around you and how you interact with it that will allow you to be happy. You will be happy. It's 100%. It doesn't fail. There is a formula. There's a formula for all aspects of life and how you live it. People don't get that. Reality is objective. And it's an objective experience. And in that objective experience, there are certain combinations of things that create X every time. Same is true for happiness. What people don't understand is that happiness, 100% of the time, it's not an act. It's. I'm not selling you anything. What I'm telling you is that you don't have to do this, achieve that, get that, have this person to be happy. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit more detail. I should probably get into a lot more. So I lived overseas. I worked a lot. I achieved a lot. I made a lot of money. I was very successful. And guess what? You probably guess it didn't really help me be all that happy. Granted, material wealth is nice. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, yeah, life's easier when you have wealth than if you don't. And was I happier than when I didn't have wealth? Like, did I experience happiness more? Yeah. But it was fleeting. Mostly all I did was worked, right? Most of it I did, I worked, and then I enjoyed my leisure time. And I did stuff, right? Like everybody. Go to the bar, go out, go to a club, meet chicks, sleep with a bunch of broads. You know, all the stuff that's supposed to make you happy. Guess what? Didn't work. Like, not in any type of permanent long-term sense. There were more moments of the fleeting type of happiness, like momentary, blissful kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Didn't last. Why didn't it last? Wrong formula. Wrong formula, baby. It was wrong. I had it wrong. And so one day I was enjoying some of my leisure time. I came across a book and then a movie. I liked the movie more, actually, but regardless. And the name of the movie and the book, by the way, as well, was Peaceful Warrior, written by a guy named Dan Millman. A philosopher that I am, I read the book. Great book. Well, I guess I like both, really. But the movie was great, too. And, you know, the old wise character he learned from, which he claims existed in real life as well for him, that he called Socrates, was played by Nick Nolte in the movie. Did a great job. I would suggest you watch it. It was in 2006, I think. Maybe it was earlier. But so it's 19 years. Yeah, 19. Yeah. So I was still overseas. I was early in my tenure over there. Having a lot of fun, doing great, having new experiences, meeting new people. It was wild. But happiness was fleeting. It was fleeting. I had freedom to do whatever I wanted. I had lots of cash that I just kept making more of. But nah, where's the happiness, huh? Why am I not happy all the time? It's 1% of the time, maybe. And yeah, there's contentment and there's, but happiness? Not really. On very rare occasions, doing certain things, if you get my drift, enjoyed. There were activities I enjoyed, and you would experience some there, but it was fleeting. I read the book, watched the movie, and I got it immediately, because, I'm a philosopher, and so. But it changed everything when I applied the lessons in that movie and from that book. Literally changed everything. And all I had to do was shift the way that I interacted with the world. Just shift it. Just a purposeful way of seeing, viewing, interacting. Boom. And guess what? It worked. I was happy. Didn't take me all of the... the vicissitudes and suffering that, because basically I had already gone through all that stuff. I just needed one key to bring me into total complete alignment with the teachings from that book and that movie, because I had already gone through a lot of the things that he had went through, but it didn't all click until I saw that movie. And that just created this paradigm shift that was just really minor, because again, I was almost in sync already. And after that, life was bliss. Life was happiness, everything. And I'm going to get into the tenets and the precepts of what I learned from that movie here. And so let me get to it. All right. So first, I'm going to go over general teachings from this movie, and I would love to do a watch party. I'm not sure if that's something you can do on YouTube. Like, I watch the movie with you, and then I explain in great detail. And there were actually subtle aspects to the teachings from this film that I did come to understand more and more with time. But the specific lessons clicked pretty quickly with me, and maybe they will with you as well, or maybe it will take a while. You do have to keep in mind that I spent decades at this point studying philosophy and being highly reflective and introspective. It won't be as easy for most people. That's why I'm here as a guide. So, number one, great lessons from Peaceful Warrior. And I'd like to cover these before I get into the big ones that gave me what I needed to essentially just within like that, happiness. So number one, let's view some of these lessons. So the movie was great. Essentially what it was the movie itself, he was essentially doing it's a kind of as in real life kind of deal. Everything wasn't an exact duplication of what he experienced, but from his own words, pretty close. He met a guy, Socrates. He was getting all the broads. He was a college student. He was a gymnast, so he was super fit, a good-looking young guy. He got whatever broads he wanted. He was having lots of sex, lots of rock and roll, lots of fun, and yet he wasn't happy, right? Wasn't happy at all. World-class athlete, getting all the poon he wanted. School was a breeze, very gifted person. And yet, happiness eluded him. And then he met the guy Socrates, who immediately recognized that Dan could learn the lessons that he had to teach him. And so Dan chose him as his teacher, essentially. Great movie. I suggest you check it out. I think I will start with the big lessons. Now, what were they? First of all, paradox. Life's a mystery. don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Now, I'm not even going to read the, I might read what this says. This is AI or, you know, just a summary, some site. So basically, exactly what it says. People spend a lot of their lives, many of them, pondering, thinking about, dealing with ideas and aspects of reality that actually are sort of kind of unsolvable problems. They're unknowables. Right. And so why? Why are you doing this? You're creating a lot of internal strife, a lot of internal struggle within yourself. You're wasting a lot of time, and you're focusing on things that really are not relevant to your life. You're not living your life. You're just ruminating on unsolvable crap where there's no answer. It's a pointless waste of time. So embracing paradox involves accepting that life doesn't always make logical sense, and that seeking a single definitive explanation for everything can be a futile effort. Yeah. These are your philosophers of old and new as well. Your pie-in-the-sky, ivory tower philosophers who sit around talking about minutiae that there's no proof for. Unfalsifiable claims, things that cannot be proven, cannot even be explored. Problems of their own creation that have no solution. Why? You're wasting your life. So instead of getting lost in the why, as in why things happen, this teaching encourages you to live in the moment. Trust your inner wisdom. Yes, live in the moment. That's the key. Anything that stops you from living in the moment is bad and detracts from your ability to be happy. Meanwhile, anything, those things that encourage, enable you, and make it possible, and empower you to live in the moment are good. Humor is very important. Keep a sense of humor, especially about yourself. It's a strength beyond all measure. So humor helps provide perspective and helps diffuse stress and anxiety. The ability to laugh at oneself, even during difficult moments, is presented as a powerful strength that prevents one from taking life and its challenges too seriously. So you don't want to take yourself too seriously. You know, when I have a sense of humor, as you know I have. At the same time, I do think it's important to take certain aspects of life very seriously. But once you're able to live in the moment and devote yourself fully to that moment, to the exclusion of all else, you'll know when to apply that kind of serious nature. Now, change. Know that nothing ever stays the same. Nothing. Change is an inherent and inevitable aspect of reality. It's the one constant in the universe that there's always going to be change. So people fight it. Resisting change is the primary source of suffering and stress that most of us experience. But by accepting this constant flow of change, one can learn to go with the flow, appreciating each unique moment and adapting to new circumstances rather than clinging to the past. And one of the more important lessons is you don't know what's coming. Now, these are lessons that I drew from these lessons. You don't know what's around the next corner. You don't know what's down the street. You don't know what you might encounter over that next horizon. You walk a mile, you might experience nothing. You might run into a Sasquatch. The ridiculousness and the sheer amount of chaotic aspects of life and things you could experience, you just don't know. One of the things that brings me joy on a daily basis is I don't know what's going to happen. I go out that door, I don't know what I'm going to see. I'm going to see the same thing as I saw yesterday. I may see an alien. I might run into a new best friend or nothing at all. You don't know. Life is just constantly flowing, new things constantly happening. And there is no such thing as ordinary life, an ordinary moment. All moments are extraordinary. There's nothing happening that is ordinary. I look around and I see just beauty and interesting things, and there's never nothing not going on. There's always something happening. Even if you don't think, oh, this looks boring. Oh, what's happening? What are you talking about? It's life. It's the world. Look around you. Shit's happening everywhere. At all hours. There are no ordinary moments. There is no ordinary reality. And you don't know what's going to happen. What absurd thing might pop up? What interesting thing might happen to you? I don't know. And you don't know. And that's one of the greatest things, most interesting things in life. So I wake up every day excited to live my life because I don't know what's going to be around the next corner. And that brings me to the most important lesson is that it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Now, you've heard this probably a lot, but most people don't know what it means. Let me explain this. You have to have a destination. Because if there's no destination, what journey are you taking? You're just wandering aimlessly through life? You could do that, I guess. Be a homeless bum. Riding the rails with a little cloth bag tied to a stick. I guess you could do that. But part of what makes life so interesting and enjoyable is pursuing things that you love. And everybody's got them. Everybody's got them. And you pursue these things, that's a destination in your life. And some people have multiple destinations and things that they pursue. And in the journey of pursuing them, there's joy in that. But you will never reach that destination, probably. I practice the art of the sword. There's always going to be room to improve and little tiny aspects of mastery and improvement. Tiny, better at that I get. But there's no destination there. I do it because I love doing it. And once you understand that, you can find the love for life in the things that you love to do. Well, yeah, you can be happy all the time. And so it's the journey of life, but really that destination, that is life itself. What's the destination of life? Well, you have to choose one. Choose one. Choose multiple ones if you want. What's important is you have somewhere to go in your journey to get there. It's not the getting there. So this comes to other things that bring unhappiness. Allow people not to become fulfilled, because too often people become fixated on the destination as that which brings happiness. If I achieve this, if I get that, if I'm good enough, if I'm skilled enough, if I get this thing, if I achieve this goal, then I'll be happy. Then I give myself permission to be happy. That's wrong. That is the wrong mindset, and that will snuff out, take away happiness. Because that's not how it works. That's not how the formula works. So sorry. Wrong mix of ingredients. It won't work. It's not how it works. That's how it's presented to you now, because if the destination is what's presented to you is what brings happiness, the achievement of some materialistic goal, guess what? You can be controlled by that. You can be controlled by that. And people can promise you this and that if you just achieve this. And then they can control you. It's not true. It's not true. You can do what you love, and the love for what you're doing is part of what gives you happiness. Part of happiness. It is happiness. It's part of the formula, and there aspects of a whole, they're all tied together, really. You have to have an understanding of how all of these things come together within your life and combine to make it so that you have, that you are happy. And so the way you live your life is about a certain mindset, how you look at the world. You have to be present in the moment. You have to dedicate yourself and your life to the moment, like you would a discipline. All your focus is on the now, because there is nothing else. See, people don't seem to understand there is no past. There is no future. These things don't actually exist. And too often, people are stuck somewhere else and they're not living their life. Being happy is about living your life to its fullest. But life doesn't exist in a time outside of this time. Yet so many people are focused on the past, of what trauma they experienced, what happened to them, or when they were great at something, or when they were happy, when they were doing what they loved. Oh, now I'm not doing what I love. Oh, what? They're stuck somewhere else. Maybe in their glory days. Or they're stuck in the future somewhere where they finally achieved their goals. And they think that's what'll bring them happiness. Meanwhile, everything that they're doing is detracting from their happiness. The things they think will make them happy are doing the exact opposite. And that's the whole point. Keep you unfulfilled and unhappy. And to make your source of happiness something outside of yourself that is materialistic in nature so that others can control you. But the truth of the matter is that happiness is within your control. It's how you look at and view the world. I'll explain it very simply. Goals, desires, things we want, things we pursue, these are destinations, but they're not what bring the happiness. It's the things we do to achieve them that do. The journey of life. And not letting things distract you away from that journey, which is now, this moment. It's really that simple. Oh, but Rita, what about dreams and plans? Well, it doesn't sound like in your view of reality there is room for any such things. No. Of course, no. Of course you have dreams. And you have aspirations and you can have goals. Of course. You don't give these things up. You just give up the illusion of control, which so many people possess, that, oh, I can get this. I can get that. Meanwhile, all you actually need to do is the thing that you love. You could be a gymnast. You could be a world-class athlete, and you want to win a gold at the Olympics. And you've tied all your life and happiness and desires and everything up in that. And if you don't get that, oh, I'm not going to be happy. If I don't get this person's validation, if I don't get that person's approval, if people don't see me win this, if I don't win this, you're all bound up with stress and anxiety about what was and what will be. Meanwhile, you're not focused on the now or on the thing that actually would bring you happiness if you just did it without worrying about whether or not you actually won that goal. Does that mean you don't chase the goal? Absolutely not. But you don't do it for that. You do it because you love to do it. The goal, you get it, you don't get it, you're still doing what you love. You're living what you love. And you're dedicated wholeheartedly to this moment. What could be better than that? What could be a better life than that? What could be a better way to live your life? You don't make your happiness contingent on things, because when you do, you will not get happiness. That's not how the formula works. The cake won't rise, baby, if you do it that way. And I try to explain this to people. They just don't get it. And it would be nice to have a watch party to try and explain this to people. But let me get a little more into it. Yeah, and there are some great lessons from that. more into them. Yes. Number one, there are no ordinary moments, precisely. People look at the world and they try to see it through a lens of degrees of interest. Oh, well, this is interesting. Oh, that's more interesting. Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, wow, look at that. You know, dead body there with the head lopped off. Wow, that's really out of the ordinary. That's so interesting. See, people view the world through this lens of degrees when the truth of the matter is none of it is ordinary. When you look at the world through the lens of everything is extraordinary, you see the world for what it really is. Extraordinary, which is exactly what it is. Everything. Number two, a warrior acts, only a fool reacts. Self-control. Reflection. Self-awareness. If you lack reflective ability, perception, self-awareness, you will be reactionary in nature. You don't know yourself. So you don't know yourself, it's pretty hard to have control of self. So you'll react instead of act. Three, what do you do if you can't do what you were born to do? Well, everything has a purpose, so it's up to you to find it. What if you can't? First of all, what you were born to do, what does that mean? That's an idea in your mind that you've come up with. I'm born to do this. Why? Because you've decided that you were born to do this. It's something you love doing. Does that mean if something happens, something occurs, that you're no longer able to do what you have labeled what you're born to do, that you're now unable to be happy? Why would it mean that? There's nothing you can do now that's related to that. You can't find something else that you love doing. And why is your happiness contingent upon something? Again, you're choosing. Happiness is a choice. It's a choice about how you view and interact with the world. And if you view and interact with the world in the correct way, in a certain way, you will be happy. It's that simple. People want to make it more complicated because they want to control you, control how you interact with the world, and they want to control and oftentimes be the source and supplier of your happiness for control. Number four, make every move about the move, that one moment in time. Yes. This is very important. When you dedicate yourself to the moment with everything so that nothing else exists and to the exclusion of all else, you will reach your maximum potential in that thing. Perform the best you possibly can within that thing. Number five, don't fall into the trap. If only I had this, I'd be happy. If only I had that, I'd get to be happy. Why? Why are you choosing to make your happiness contingent on a thing? Six, if you don't get what you want, you suffer. If you get what you want, you still suffer. This comes about because you have the wrong mindset and way of viewing and approaching and living in the world. You're choosing to interact in the wrong way. You're choosing the wrong mindset. So you suffer. Because your mindset's wrong. Whatever you do, you're going to suffer. Seven, you control you. So you need to master you. Life is a discipline. Like everything. Using the sword. Cooking. It's a discipline. You have to practice it with mindfulness until it reaches a point of being mindless. It's like tying your shoes. Do you think about that? No. What happens when you think about it? Falls apart. You can't do it. We all know how to tie our shoes, right? But there was a time we didn't. And we had to think about it real friggin' hard. Now we do it without thinking. We've mastered it. Life is like that in a way. You have to focus greatly and with discipline and thought and concentration and practice life. Life is a practice like the sword. You have to approach life in this way. It is a practice. And you have to master it. When you master it, Not to think about it no more. Comes naturally, like breathing. 8, don't pin your success on outcomes. Right. That doesn't mean you don't care whether or not you succeed. But you're much more likely to succeed if you were not always worried about succeeding. Do you get it? 9, the people that are the hardest to love probably need it the most. Yeah. Yeah. Do it that way you will. 10, take out the trash. Clear your mind of everything you don't need. Doubt, past failures, future victories, etc. Yeah, I already talked about this. These are things that get in your way and stop you from being able to appreciate the moment and experience life to its fullest and interfere with your ability to be happy. Now, you can say to yourself, I choose to be happy, but it won't work. Not if you don't have the right formula, the right mix, the right recipe, and everything comes together in all the right amounts, the correct formula, as it were. 11, develop the wisdom to use the right leverage at the right moment. Yeah. That one's self-explanatory, right? Life is a discipline. It's a practice. Once you practice it enough, you learn where to apply the right leverage at the proper time to achieve the desired goal. Become a master of life, of your life. 12, knowledge is not the same as wisdom. Knowledge is knowing, wisdom is doing. Yeah, you can know something all day long until you do it. Whoop-de-doo-dah. Whoop-de-doo. 13, you'll never be better than anybody the same way you'll never be any less. This I tend to disagree with a bit. In certain situations, you can and will be better at people in a certain context within a given situation or a given skill or something. I think I'm better than Ted Bundy. I think I'm better than Jeffrey Dahmer. So I don't necessarily 100% agree with this one. Although I think if you're excluding these exceptional cases, yeah, you're not better than anybody. But you're also not less than. This is because the value a person has, at least what I guess you could call a more metaphysical sense, isn't really based upon anything like money or possessions or things like that. Again, I'm not sure I agree with number 13. There's room for discussion there. But what are some additional lessons learned from Peaceful Warrior? Experience the moment. Be fully engaged in the moment. Limiting beliefs. You got to be careful what you believe, that it doesn't limit your view, such as views on happiness and how to achieve it. Don't become a victim of your own limiting beliefs. Stay adaptable. Good advice. Don't miss out on what's going on by letting your mind fill up with noise. Yeah, you'll notice this, and this is part of the problem and why so many people are on SSRIs and so many people are taking drugs of various types. They're always on social media, constantly filling their minds up with noise. They're constantly thinking, they're constantly worrying, they're constantly anxious. Meanwhile, where are they not? In the present moment, which is where you need to be if you want to be happy. Trash is anything that keeps you from the only thing that matters, which is here and now. And yet, where are most people? They're elsewhere. Be right here, right now. Don't be in the past. Gloating, be in the present. Living. Anything that takes you out of the here and now, bad. And this is part of being mindful and living a disciplined life where you practice life. Being mindful, being aware of self. Oh, okay. Am I putting myself somewhere else? Boom. Focus right back on the moment. You practice life until life becomes second nature. Then you're a master. And then you don't have to think about it no more. And you're happy, baby. All you have is right now. Yes. That's really all there is. Let go of attachments. Yeah. Many people are attached to beliefs. Many people are attached to dogmas. Many people are attached to ideologies. Many people are too attached to things or even other people. I'm not saying don't become attached to people, obviously. Again, this is a little too general, and I don't think he meant don't be attached to people, as it were. But we have far too many attachments in our life, and they hold us down more than anything else. Learn to let go of those things that put you somewhere else other than the here and now. Meditate. Master the ability to clear your mind and focus on the moment. Yeah, I do meditate almost daily. But my sort of practice is meditation. I meditate throughout my day. Razor sharp focus on the moment. Again, life is a practice. You have to practice it. 9, don't let your emotions control you. That's self-explanatory, obviously, I think. But it's very important because too often we lose our focus on the now and become engrossed, inundated by emotion, and then we react. This is bad. Not only can we do or say things that are antithetical to our well-being, both in the short and long term, it can harm us, but it takes us out of the moment. It's easy to get caught up in emotion, and it can dominate your thoughts, your mind, for quite some time. Now you're no longer living your life. How many hours are you losing in a day if you let this happen? Don't let it happen. Practice mindfully. Enjoy the here and now. That's the secret. Yeah. See, people are always thinking about, oh, that vacation to the Caymans, baby. Oh, I'm getting myself to Hawaii. Oh, the end of the day. Oh, I can't wait for the day to end. I can't wait for it to begin. What do you mean day to end? What are you talking about? What? There's a mystery around every freaking corner. Meanwhile, you're thinking about 3 hours from now. I'm engrossed in the moment, baby. I'm not thinking about anything else other than now. Now, 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 now. I'm not thinking about the end of my day, the end of my week, my weekend. I'm now. In the now. That's where happiness resides. Savor the moment. Yes. Enjoy the now. Bask in the now. Other people's perspectives don't matter as much if you have your own perspective. Kind of a fancy way of saying I don't give a fuck. Eyes of ours. Yeah. And also not letting other people's thoughts and ways of viewing the world interfere with you and your interaction with your mindset, how you interact with the world. Find your purpose. Yes. Yes. So you need some reason to be here because otherwise you don't have a road to take to reach a destination that you'll never reach, probably, but it doesn't matter because it's the journey. And even if you did reach a destination with that goal to be ancillary, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Set another goal. Keep taking my journey. That's it. But you got to have something, a purpose in life. And it doesn't have to be kids. It doesn't have to be family. That's the great thing. You get to choose it. Choose wisely. Make sure it's something that is in line with who you are as a person and it's something that you love. It doesn't necessarily have to be your career. It's something that you can do outside of career. The thing is, you have to have something to be your purpose in life. Assign meaning. You're the most important meaning maker in your life. Right. Find something that gives your life purpose and then decide how much meaning it brings you. You decide. The choice is yours. The responsibility is yours. All on you. 100% accountability. You. There's never nothing going on. Take a look around. Go outside. And no, this isn't like touch grass. Look around. Think, oh, nothing's going on. Trees blowing in the wind. The wind is blowing. Stars are shimmering. There's stuff, always something going on. You're just not paying attention. You have to pay attention. Start paying attention. Don't give up on the one thing you control, how you respond to the world. Right. You're not in control. Control is an illusion. You got to give that up. Be amazed how freeing it is to give up the illusion of control. But you can control how you react to the world or not react. Yeah. Instead, you act. There's a whole bundle here. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is... woo! Yeah, there's more here. More than I want to go through, but okay. The habit is the problem. Wake up and experience the moment. Yeah. We all have habits, things we do in our daily lives that bring us some comfort, but oftentimes we have negative habits, right? You need to recognize the things you do and whether or not they are detracting from happiness or adding to it, whether or not they are in some way, shape, or form distracting you from the moment or allowing you to exist more within it. Wake up and experience the moment. Don't be trapped by your habits. Be conscious of your choices. Again, this is all about mindfulness and practicing life as opposed to just going through it like you were some kind of aimless, powerless wanderer and things are just happening to you. You're not making them happen. You're not living in the world. Well, it sounds like you're saying there is some control. Again, how you respond to the world around you. Yes, you do have control of that. Be responsible for your actions. Yes, I've already addressed that. When you feel fear, use the sword. Cut the mind to ribbons. So fear is a response to the unknown. I don't feel much fear anymore. I don't fear death. I don't fear much anything, really. But you do feel it. Yeah, use the sword. Cut the mind to ribbons. Slice through all the uncertainty and doubts and anxieties and all the thoughts surrounding them in your mind with an imaginary sword. Don't take for granted what you can do. Don't be sloppy with your life. So many, yes, oh, this is important, yeah. People so often go through their lives, they just take it for granted. They just, you know, live their life as if it was, whatever. They don't take it serious. Don't take yourself too seriously, sure, but take life very seriously. The most serious thing you're going to experience is life. You better pay attention and you better take it serious. Don't take it for granted. It's a gift, the present time and moment. Don't be sloppy with your life. Too many people go through life. They don't pay attention. They're somewhere else all the freaking time and then they don't really live. And they wonder why they're not happy. No. You need to be in the here and now. So don't be sloppy means don't go through your life in an unfocused way, always being somewhere else in your head, never in the here and now. Always pay attention. Always be focused. Take life deadly seriously. Just not yourself. Always have a sense of humor about yourself, for sure. But life is deadly serious, and you better pay attention to take it seriously. Devote life to a higher purpose. Service to others is one way to do that, but there are many ways to devote yourself to a higher purpose. Think about what that means to you. What is a higher purpose? Is there one? Is there some way that the thing you love to do can serve a higher purpose? Can it be applied in some way? Is there some way that you can apply it in your life? Something to think about. The warrior doesn't give up what they love. They find the love in what they do. And they do what they love. You don't give it up. You find a way to do it. Oh, I got my back broke. Oh, no, I can no longer be a gymnast. There's a way. There's something you can do in that world. You don't give up what you love. You find a way to do it, to do something in that world. Okay? The warrior is not about invincibility. No. Vulnerability. The warrior chooses to act, the coward reacts. True. Life is about 20 seconds in front of the judges. Also true. Too many people make this future possible, maybe abstract outcome, the source of happiness. A warrior does what they love. A warrior does the thing they're put here to do. I'm not necessarily so sure I believe in things like that, predestination. I think you choose what you were put here to do. Ultimately, that's up to you. Don't live in fear of failure. Yeah. Yeah, that's an important one. Because again, you're fixated, focused upon something that is not the here and now and the present moment. And that fear and that fixation takes you out of the present. It also destroys your ability to enjoy your life, to be happy. And it's the journey, not the destination. Yes. Being a warrior is not about perfection. Being a warrior is about absolute vulnerability. We could debate on that. Life is about choice. Yes. Yes. That's the great thing, though. Every day you go out, you can make new and different choices. You don't like a choice you made? Guess what? You can change it. You can change you. You can change how you interact with the world. You can change the choices that you make. And you're much more likely and able to do so if you are practicing life instead of just going through it. As if you were just on a boat taking you somewhere. No, you're the captain, baby. You're in charge. You decide the choices you make. And your life is a series of choices. Better make the right ones. And you're going to make the best choices if you're in the here and now and in the moment. 24/7, 365 a year, baby. That simple. Actions speak for themselves, yes. And this person who wrote this said, I have to admit, putting the list down makes me want to watch the movie again. It's a great movie. I would suggest you check it out. If you have any questions, send them to me. I'd love to do a watch party. I did spend, you know, almost 20 years living with these lessons and living them in my life. And I can tell you that applying them works 100% of the time. But you got to apply them. You have to practice life and living. And you have to change your mindset and the way that you see the world. For me, it wasn't all that difficult. There was some difficulty, but not too much. More lessons came later. But I realized that for most people, might not be quite that easy. Might be as big a struggle as it was for Dan in the movie. And as he admits in his own life, he had a hell of a hard time. I was already quite old at that point and had suffered quite a bit and gone through a lot of vicissitudes in my life. And I was already a very well-trained philosopher at that point. So that did help. So again, I've been living with these lessons almost 20 years, and it does work. They do work. The formula is the same for everybody. It's universal. That simple. Anyhow, that's it for that. Every day I go out, it's a new day, but it's still the present. That's all there is the present, is the here and now, present moment. You have to live in that moment. You live anywhere else, no, you won't be happy. But you practice life in this way that I just spoke of, yes, you'll be happy 24/7. Anyway, hope you enjoyed. Feel free to let me know what you think in the comments. Like and subscribe to my channel. It'd be great. And I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care. All right, what do we got? There is other stuff I could. There's a deeper. There are much deeper dives into these lessons, and there's more to be learned and understood from the things I just addressed. The best way for you to do it is to read the book and watch the movie. And don't be too proud to ask questions. For most people, it's not going to be all that easy. You have to really forget all you know and think you know about how the world actually works and what does and does not bring happiness. So it'll be tough for a lot of people letting go of their habits and their beliefs and their attachments to those habits and beliefs. But if you can do that, yeah, you'll be happy. All right, guys, I'm going to go get something to eat. Take care.